T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad of the morning. 8:30 now and 35 degrees. KNSS breaking news. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling for articles of impeachment to be drafted against President Donald Trump.
With confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today, I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
Republicans have been quick to criticize the impeachment proceedings by Democrats, calling them partisan and saying the president's actions may have been ill-advised, but do not reach the level of impeachable offenses.
A star for the Kansas City Chiefs settling a lawsuit surrounding a break-in at a home he owns in Georgia.
Court records in Georgia showing that Kansas City Chiefs running back LeSean McCoy has reached a settlement in a lawsuit filed against him by his ex-girlfriend Alicia Cordone. Cordone filed the lawsuit last year accusing McCoy of orchestrating a home invasion at the house owned by the running back where she had been living just outside of Atlanta. Cordone was left bloodied and beaten with $133,000 worth of jewelry stolen from the home. McCoy was not present at the time of the attack and has vehemently denied any wrongdoing. No arrests have ever been made in connection to this case. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Pledge of Allegiance said out loud in schools has been a controversial topic for the last few years. One lawmaker in Arizona would like to clear the air.
It's Republican John Fillmore of Apache Junction, Arizona, who has a bill which would require students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every morning at school. If a parent excuses them, they would be exempt, but schools would also have to set aside at least 1 minute of each day for quiet reflection and moral reasoning. The American Civil Liberties Union is calling this idea unconstitutional, but Republican Governor Doug Ducey seems noncommittal for now. He told reporters he's a fan of the pledge and hopeful that school children will recite it. John Saucier, Fox News.
A transgender student's fight over school restrooms comes before a federal appeals court today, setting the stage for a groundbreaking ruling. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta will hear arguments about whether a Florida school district should be ordered to let students use the restroom matching their gender identity. Drew Adams won a lower court ruling last year, ordering the county school district to let him use the boys' restroom. The district has appealed. School officials argued that they're protecting other students and shouldn't be forced to let students use the restroom of the gender they identify with.
The holidays are a time that can that you can help a Veterans Administration organization.
Tis the season for both gifting and giving. And while you may be spending the holiday season planning parties and events to spend with family, friends, or buying gifts for loved ones, many community organizations who help veterans could also use your help. Whether it's sponsoring a military family or using your talents, there are organizations that give back to the veteran community. You may want to start with the VA. Visit the volunteer or donate form on the VA's website to find an opportunity. There's even a specific tool that shows the areas of need at each medical center and how you can contribute your time. Habitat for Humanity has their Veterans Build program, which offers volunteer home ownership and employment to military members and their families. Wreaths Across America. Each December, thousands across the country honor fallen military by sponsoring or placing wreaths at area cemeteries. For more examples, just check out the story on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A system off to the west is going to be spreading in clouds throughout the day, but still temperatures running well above normal for this time of year. Our high in the upper 50s to around 60 this afternoon. It'll be 54 on your walk into Charles Koch Arena as the Shockers take on Central Arkansas. breezy, colder tonight. Our low 34, clearing in 44 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 35 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
It's a story we've been talking about this week, marking 40 years since a rock and roll tragedy.
It was 40 years ago this week that one of rock's biggest acts had one of the most tragic outcomes at a concert venue. On December 3rd, 1979, 11 people died in a stampede outside a Who concert in Cincinnati, Ohio. The event was planned as a general admission, first come, first serve for spots, which led to thousands of people rushing the venue. The 11 people killed in the mayhem were between the ages of 15 and 27, and the Who didn't know about the deaths and injuries until after they played. Now the band has announced a new series of tour dates, which will include their first performance in Cincinnati since that tragic day, hoping to heal old wounds. Guitarist Pete Townsend tells the Associated Press, now we can have a conversation about it when we go back. The show will take place April 23rd next year, and the band will be donating a portion of the show's proceeds to a scholarship fund for students at Finneytown High School, where some of the 1979 victims were students. Laura Engel, Fox News.
We'll take a look at the show begins a Broadway run. Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
The Broadway play Jagged Little Pill isn't a story about Alanis Morissette. It's a musical inspired by the singer-songwriter's seminal 1995 album. The album won 5 Grammys and made 19-year-old Alanis a household name. She told CBS this morning,
I was just writing about my human condition and perhaps the human condition. You know, the vulnerability, the rage, the betrayal.
The musical deals with those themes through the lives of the Healy family. Although they appear perfect, each one is going through their own trauma. Mom's addicted to pain pills and a sexless marriage. Their adopted daughter, who's black and maybe gay, is dealing with feeling alienated. The son feels the pressure of being the golden child. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yes, it's happening. Plastic shaming.
Aquaman star Jason Momoa calling out Chris Pratt for using a plastic water bottle. Pratt shared a photo on Instagram that shows him holding a water bottle at the gym. Momoa responded writing, bro, I love you, but WTF on the water bottle. No single-use plastic. Come on. Pratt replied back, you're completely right. I always carry my big gallon size reusable water jug around with me. If I remember correctly, somebody threw that plastic bottle to me in the photo shoot because I didn't know what to do with my hands. Momoa later apologized for his message being received poorly, adding, you know, my children and I are madly in love with you and everything you do.
And that's Fox's Carly Shimkus with that story. Several iconic 80s rock bands are reuniting for a tour.
Motley Crue is hitting the country's biggest houses in 2020, but the legendary rock band is bringing along some equally massive co-headliners. The Stadium Tour 2020 also features Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. The four bands will set off on a summer tour to hit the country's biggest stadiums, kicking off July 7th at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. It'll hit Philadelphia, Arlington, Texas, Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, and more before wrapping up September 5th in Los Angeles. Tickets go on sale December 13th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A comedian finds a way to make her workouts less intense.
Comedian Amy Schumer posting on Instagram a copy of a cease and desist letter drafted by her lawyer addressed to her personal trainer. The letter begins, quote, it has come to our attention that while Ms. Schumer has engaged you to perform simple physical training for her, you have instead forced Ms. Schumer to perform extreme and unduly punishing physical exercise well outside the bounds of normal physical training. On her podcast, Three Girls, One Keith, the comedian explaining it's just a joke, going on to praise AJ Fisher for being a great trainer and helping her recover after giving birth. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Gosh, I hate to crush dreams live right here on the air,
uh-oh,
but it becomes necessary. Sorry, Steve McIntosh. His lifelong dream of eating at the Kid Rock restaurant will not come to fruition.
Kid Rock is not renewing his licensing agreement for his Detroit restaurant. Rock posted on Facebook that he decided not to renew the deal for the restaurant inside Little Caesars Arena, home to the Detroit Pistons and Red Wings. He wrote, I appreciate all who have patronized our place and still have much love for the city of Detroit and the people, organizations that I have helped over the years, black, white, whatever, but learned long ago, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. Rock recently went on a profane tirade against Oprah and The View's Joy Behar. TMZ saying a group was planning to hold a protest at his restaurant Wednesday before his decision was announced. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Actor Jesse Pearson passed away 40 years ago today. Probably known best for he played Birdie in the movie Bye Bye Birdie, which was the takeoff on Elvis. He was the rock and roll character.
I got you.
He was born in Seminole, Oklahoma, but he passed away 40 years ago today. He was only 49. He had cancer. Jesse Pearson, who played Bye Bye Birdie in the movie,
Bye Bye Birdie,
passed away 40 years ago today. We do have a birthday today of a big voice, singer Little Richard.
Woo!
Yeah, Little Richard
is
87 today. Ooh. Happy birthday to a rock and roll pioneer, Little Richard. Let's move on to some of the funny last night. Let's check in with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Well, there was another impeachment hearing today. There was one lawyer present at the hearing who was against Trump being impeached. Take a look at his part of the statement.
You're mad. The president's mad. My Republican friends are mad. My Democratic friends are mad. My wife is mad. My kids are mad. Even my dog seems mad. And Luna's a golden doodle, and they don't get mad.
Hey, dude, is everything okay at home? Or what? My gerbil's mad. Baby Yoda's mad. 4 out of 5 dentists are mad.
And we'll finish up with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
During today's hearings, one legal scholar warned the members of Congress are one day going to have to face Alexander Hamilton and James Madison in the afterlife. Yeah. After hearing this, Bernie Sanders said, hey, I already met him in this life, okay?
Okay. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Tell you what, they do a great job. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, you just call Terry and make an appointment, 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Nobody appreciates an old person joke like me.
Well,
now a member of the Golden Geezer Club.
Yeah, well, you're a septuagenarian now. Let's. Hey, coming up next week, Friday the 13th at the Orpheum, the huge concert. Presley, Perkins, Lewis, and Cash. $1 Million Christmas.
Yeah.
Featuring the music of those legends and some holiday music as well. It's worth every penny. You won't want to miss it. That's Friday, December 13th at the Orpheum. And I've got a pair of tickets to give away right now to caller number 4. Yeah, we'll get you caller number 4, 869-1330. We'll get you a couple of tickets to go see Presley, Perkins, Lewis, and Cash, $1 Million Christmas.
Possible Bombardier work for Wichita. That story coming up with Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.